in the holy volume of the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 6, letter number 1725, Baruch Hashem. This is dated the 22nd day of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, and Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter. There was no date on your letter, and I'm responding to the good news. So the Rebbe says, for sure, you will reflect in Hashem's kindness, Hashem's goodness, how Hashem's closeness is good for you. Kirvas Elikim Litoiv. In other words, it starts off with a selfish reason that you feel that Hashem is actually good for you. Bringing Hashem in your life is beneficial to you, a personal selfish reason. But may Hashem merit, the blessed Hashem merit, that slowly, slowly you will also come to reflect that Hashem, Elikim, and Hashem are good in itself. Not just because it's good for you. That's really good. What's the difference when something is good for me or something is really, in essence, good? Explained in many areas in the Hasidic teaching, Bedach, the difference about it. But the Rebbe says, and simply it means, what does it mean very simply? That when we're talking about holy matters, you don't have to just think about the importance and that it's good personally, that it's selfish, that it's good for you. But you must think that this item is good in its essence. So what's the difference? So this will bring you to also do to benefit somebody else. If your involvement is only because for your own selfish reason, then you don't have a reason to do it for other people. But if you know that it's good in essence, so then you'll try to spread out the goods so other people should also be influenced. And this is really the ultimate goal of the human being creation. What is it that we should put in effort to benefit our friend no less than we are interested in benefiting ourselves? We should live in a way that we try to help and pass on what's good to another person no less than we want to experience the good for ourselves. And especially this possibility is to someone in which Hashem showed him something very good. And the Rebbe is referring to, because he started off that he had some good news. So if the Eibishter showed you by divine providence that Hashem gave you something good, then your own evil inclination becomes smaller, and may the blessed Hashem help you, that when you work harder, Hashem will make your Yetzirah even smaller with blessing. Basically, this person writing to the Rebbe that he experienced a special kindness, a special good news for himself. And the Rebbe says that should help you also to share the goods, which means realizing the goodness of Hashem and trying to share and to give, make other people aware, which is really essentially what Chabad does, is not just daven and learn for yourself and have the major experience of closeness to Hashem on a selfish level, but to spread the goods around and to try to share with as many people as possible.